Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. To help me welcome Frequency Adjuster, Kathleena Haley is here. Well, we're going to talk about restoring your human template to its truth frequency, and then we'll describe what that means. We'll take live callers. Kathleena will share an activation later to take you beyond the space-time continuum to allow for whatever no longer serves you to be released with ease. So welcome home, all of you luminous light leaders and consciousness conductors and starlight messengers. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection and renewal, restoration, rejuvenation. It's also a unity community to empower you and liberate you as you come into communion with your divine essence. I'm dedicated to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we discover our divinity and experience a renewal of our radiance. So rest assured that you being here, right here and now, it means that you're ready for a shift, and a shift is available. Together we will experience a frequency upgrade together today. So just trust that blessings are on their way to you, my friends. Relax, breathe, open, and receive. If you haven't done so already, we invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's on iTunes, and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Carrie Murphy to find me personally. And it is time to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today with Kathleena, myself, all of you? I encourage you to set an empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience, how you wish to feel leaving our time together, and just allow yourself to feel and flow into this open arena, this open field where the highest manifestations of these intentions can be realized. So I'm excited. All right. My intention with our gathering is for love and joy and grace to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Write in and let us know how you're feeling throughout the show today and our webcast. Again, we are going to take some callers. Press star 2 to raise your hand. And now let me tell you about Kathleena, and we will dive in. She is an embodiment of the divine feminine. She works with the Council of Nine Collective, and in particular with Jesus, Metatron, and other Ascended Masters. Kathleena's crystalline DNA signature not only carries the frequency of perfect pitch to align to the original human template, earth template, and this universe's template, but it continues to recalibrate this alignment. Having incarnated as an Arcturian, an Andromedan, and a member of the Council of Nine Galactic Collective, Kathleena brings the knowledge of human patterns of existence, along with her extensive knowledge and work with interplanetary and galactic portals. Through this, she accesses human patterning with galactic information, technologies, and energies to fully access their original soul's blueprint. Kathleena has a business degree. She worked with many professionals and also medical practitioners in her massage therapy practice for over 28 years. Through her understanding of sacred geometry, she has channeled a vibrational device from the Arcturian Collective, and now she uses all of her business knowledge and experience with sacred geometry to align with her resetting the crystalline DNA. I'm very excited to dive into an expansive discussion about her journey and so much more. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and appreciation to Kathleena as I welcome her to the show. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, and excited to be here with you today.
I am too. This is your first time. I was like, it doesn't feel like it, but it is.
I love that.
Yeah, your soul family for sure. So let's dive in and tell everyone a little bit about you and your journey. You know, there's a lot that you're doing here on the planet. So when did you realize you were here for a specific purpose?
Well, I like to tell the story, you know, that I came in on, and I guess my first awareness was that when my parents would speak, you know, I would hear whatever they said out of their mouth, and then I would hear their thoughts, and it was different. And then I would feel their emotions, and it was different from that. And so it was this kind of confusion about what was going on. I think I just had this very awareness and sort of innocence, and I didn't understand. So I kind of went into my head a bit with this, and I was very, very young. I remember being really, really little and actually asking questions like looking at my hand and my arm and going, why does somebody have to tell me about this? Isn't this my body? How come I don't understand this? You know, what's going on here? You know, and asking, I mean, I was like two, asking these questions. And so anyway, in my family, I think my father, he had a lot going on, but he had enough awareness that he introduced us to transcendental meditation when I was six. And I had also been introduced to a lot of different churches and stuff, so I had some confusion, but I started meditating at the age of six.
Wow!
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my first experience was that when I went into meditation, and I didn't realize this till later in life, but that there were two people that were there, and there were three of us holding hands, and it was Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And and when I was with them, I would go deeper, and I was taken to the Akashic Records, and that's where the Council of Nine was there, and I'm sure the Andromedans, Arcturians, and so on. And so I had this very young, I didn't know that until later in life, that was what happened. But I think they always were kind of with me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, mine started very young too, and I was in Catholic schools, and we used to do these prayer meetings with one of the nuns, and we used to go into meditation, and it was just fascinating. But it's interesting. But it was such a dichotomy. It's like what we were taught was not what I was experiencing, and it was very confusing.
Yeah, that's exactly. I know, because you probably had the same as me, experiencing this love, but then being taught something that felt, I don't
the
know,
opposite.
Controlling or dense. Right, right. And it was like, wait, is this the same place? Are we having the same experience here?
Right. 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 As you're saying, I'm talking about love and like hitting you with rulers and like, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was actually a Methodist. So I went to Catholic schools, but I was a Methodist, and they used to tell me I couldn't take communion. It was almost like they looked down on me because I wasn't Catholic. And it was just so confusing. It was like, where's the love? Where's the acceptance?
Yeah.
Where's all of this unconditional love? But so I get the confusion, but it's interesting that you were, that you came into connection with Jesus, and Mary Magdalene and the Council of Nine. Okay. When did you realize who they were?
Well, that wasn't until much later. Actually, I say I had my sort of real spiritual awakening about 1996. And this was, you know, amongst many, many things, I had gone to business school and massage school and become a massage therapist, and had a lot of different things occurring while I was doing massage that were energy, you know, stuff, where I had kind of like the first sort of introduction to that was I was in session with a guy who was a prosecuting attorney, so very, you know, denser mind and frequency energy, and I'm doing rolfing work, which is very, you know, aggressive physical work. And I get this voice in my head saying, do energy. And I'm like, what? And of course, at that time, you know, energy, right, just like holding, right? And I'm like, no. And then, and the voice is like, yeah, do energy. And I'm like, no. I'm like, no, this is this lawyer. And it's like, no way. And then I heard it again. And I said, okay, well, look, if this is real and you want me to do energy, then I need an opening. And right then, out of this guy's mouth, he said, do you know anything about energy? And so, you know, so I was like, okay. You know.
Right.
Yeah. So I started to do some stuff there. And so I had some awareness. And so right around that year, 1996, I came across a New Age magazine called Pathways, and they had this psychic fair, and I had never had a reading before. And so I ended up saying, okay, I wanted to go to the psychic fair, and it was at the Institute for Spiritual Development, D.C. So I ended up going there. And there were these just generic readings, and there was this person. They said, oh, this one person, she's really amazing, so you should see her. And I was like, okay. So I saw her. Again, it was just kind of a generic reading. But I ended up taking her card for whatever reason. And I was in Virginia at the time. She was in Maryland, which was just kind of over the bridge. And later at home, I decided that I wanted to have a full reading with her. And I could have gone to her home, but instead I decided to do it on the phone. And at the time, she sends a tape for the recording. Mm-hmm. And so I had the reading. It was, again, very generic. And I get the tape, and my tape is blank. And so I called her and I said, my tape's blank. And she's like, oh, that's never happened. I think you need to come here. And so I ended up going to her. And what was funny is it was right at the time of that Hale-Bopp comet. It was literally like that day or the next day. And so anyway, I go there and I'd never had a reading. And then she said, you know, you have this dual contract and there's this group called the Council and they work with you and you know, she said, and it was this huge thing. And I just kind of was like, oh, and then they said, and you do automatic writing and we want you to practice because we're going to communicate with you. So we want you to go home and sit in the same space at the same time and start to write. Mm-hmm. And I did. And that's when, you know, I was realizing the different energies, you know, between, like the angelics and,
right.
you know, people passed over, and then also where the council and all that, and the different collectives. I learned along the way as to who they really were, but I could feel the difference as they were coming through.
Mm-hmm. So when was that?
That was 1996.
Yeah, that's right. When I had my near-death experience in 97, and it was interesting because, well, I was a writer back then, but new things were coming through, and a lot of it was through automatic writing in the beginning. And
yeah.
I remember sitting at my computer back then, and I would allow it to come through, and my hand would get really heavy, you know, and this was I mean, I stopped doing that a long time ago, but that's how it started. And it's interesting you say then you could kind of differentiate between what, you know, what messages were coming through and where they were coming through. So that was quite a long time ago.
And I had, and you know, it was interesting because when they started to write, like with my hand, mm-hmm. They changed my handwriting in reverse because I was hearing it in my head and I was like, am I making this up? Mm-hmm. And then once I kind of let go, I could feel the subtleties of the different frequencies. But they also changed the handwriting. And they would write, we are here, which is very Pleiadian to do that, actually. I think those were the ones who would do that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of, it was teaching me the different frequencies of which I actually work in. It was just kind of becoming aware of it.
Right. More familiar with the Pleiadians exactly. who came through for me at first as well. Mm-hmm. But I know that you mm-hmm. have a strong connection with the Arcturians. And so when did that, you know, when was that highlighted?
Well, because what I channeled was a healing center that I know was, that became the handheld tool that I now have. But at the time, so that was the Arcturians that were really bringing that through as a center. And I really felt that was kind of my mission to put that together. But it was just kept getting blocked, so it ended up being a handheld tool. But I think that the technology aspect has always been there, and it was in a lot of organizations. Even the way in which I was being kind of taught the differentiation between the frequencies, I know was all Arcturian. It was like that collective was sort of overseeing me communicating with all the other collectives. You know, and I became, you know, when I reflect back at the time when I had been taken to the Akashic Records early on, really young when I, what I experienced with the Akashic Records was like this sort of building that looked like somewhere in, maybe Rome or something like that with those big giant pillars and so on. Columns, yeah. And you could, and when you walked in, I could see like this one column and there was a book and the book was open. And it wasn't like words, but it was like codes were coming out of it. And in later when I was getting this information about the center, it was, I felt that. And that's when I realized it was the Arcturians. That's what, how they were doing it, like through these geometric codes.
Right.
Kind of coming in. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually giving that, me that right now in a lot more clarity than I've even had. So it just like showed me. I was like, oh, well, that was cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. So, yeah. You know, you're also, your lineage is with the Divine Feminine Collective.
Is
that a big part of your work as well?
Yes, definitely. I think it's, you know, to embody definitely the divine feminine frequencies and energies of really Mother Earth and all, you know, is connected to. I know we chatted a little bit before the show and about the deep connection with the animals and the plants and, you know, just that richness and that level to me of the love and the feeling with that is that very divine feminine connection, you know, that is, it's a huge part of all of us, right? But for me, I feel like it's interesting because incarnating as a female, I had a lot more of the masculine frequencies and energies and the mental stuff going on, which I think a lot of women, especially strong women, have had. And so we embody the divine feminine aspects, but we're not really allowing them and coming into that synergy. And so I think that was what has really been awakening more and more with me personally, but also what bringing to the collective and sharing that and expanding that in that balance, you know, that we're coming into.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone who's listening that we're going to take some live callers in a little while. And you can do some frequency shifting for them because you do consider yourself a frequency adjuster. As I mentioned in the bio in the beginning, you have a perfect frequency pitch. And what does that mean?
Yeah. And actually, I mean, it's a frequency alchemist and a frequency adjuster is the tool that's all kind of together. The perfect pitch is referring to how I chose to incarnate carries with the energy, the zero point of all frequencies. And so that's this idea of perfect pitch. It's like a zero point. So kind of like when, like, I don't just arbitrarily speak to people, which I don't think anybody really does, but this particular frequency that's moving through me is doing a calibration all the time. And is coming into its sort of perfect rhythm at the zero, you know, which really isn't zero. It's at the, you know, the all possibilities and the no thing and the all thing. And so, but the incarnation of my being carries that for all frequencies. And so it's, that's the idea of the perfect pitch. It's allowing to come into that zero point, all frequencies to come into their zero point.
So when it comes to you with another individual, does that allow you to support them in harmonizing their frequencies or adjusting them to a state of harmony? Is that the purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
To a state, to a state of authentic neutrality, basically, is what happens. And this has been happening my whole life. And when I didn't know it in my own humanness in the way you can just imagine, like, so I'm coming near a person and there's an adjusting going on in their energy to a neutrality. Well, you know, as you know, when that occurs, right, it's not always the most pleasant thing to the individual because they, you know, their stuff's coming up. And so this has been happening to me in my life. And so I had to really embody the neutrality. I had to do that. To mm-hmm. really become that, because if I were pushing or pulling, it was creating a lot more to the other person.
Mm-hmm. So. A lot of this has to do with, as you share, that the ascension process is about releasing these dense frequencies that are stored in the body. Mm-hmm. So I want to get into that a little bit more, including how fear is actually not an authentic frequency. It has no true mm-hmm. rhythm. It's a chaotic mm-hmm. frequency. Mm-hmm. And then when it is there, all other frequencies lie in that range of fear. And so what you do mm-hmm. is shift that into more of an authentic frequency. This is mm-hmm. interesting wording that I haven't heard quite like this, which I really love. So I want you to share mm-hmm. more about this. This is about restoring mm-hmm. the human template to its truth frequency. Share more.
There is an authentic frequency. The way I receive it is that there is an authentic frequency of truth, which is the zero point. So the zero point as no thing in all possibilities, the all, is considered the frequency of truth. And so when we come into this lifetime, we are indoctrinated with the frequency of fear, and we're indoctrinated with that frequency by the belief systems that we're given. We're told what it means to be a man or a woman or so on, and there are all these belief systems, based in limits, and they're all in fear frequency, which is that fear is a chaotic frequency because it bounces all over the place, which is why you can't do anything with it. It just, you're trying to mm-hmm. chase it. And, the way I've described that is like, if you take, like those little, Jewish toys, like a dreidel, those little toys mm-hmm. that you can spin, and you spin that, and that's balanced. That's a balanced toy. So if you spin, it's going to continually spin. But if you took something like that, that isn't balanced, it's going to wobble, and it's going to, so it's
unstable.
Yes. And so that kind of wobbling is the idea of what a fear frequency is. And the only way for that to continue is us to restart it. And so we're restarting it all the time, and we don't realize that we're doing that. And so the idea of not having authentic frequencies is that if from the beginning, once a child understands language is when they're told who they are. And so from that point, if you end up becoming that, so you become who you're told you are. And so then you have an emotion based on who you're told you are, then that emotion is not authentic to you. And so mm-hmm. the only way for it to be authentic is when you are at the zero point, when you are not aligned as something, when you are, just energy and frequency at the zero, mm-hmm. when it's brand new. At that point, then it's authentic. So the idea what's happening is that, say an individual is very distraught, they're upset, and they're in this energy of, like, depression, upset. And then they meet somebody, and maybe they're upset because they're lonely, right? So then they meet someone, and they get all excited, and they feel like they're at this authentic happy because now they've met someone. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that that they're not, because they weren't at neutral mm-hmm. when they met the person. So that's not a authentic representation of what that energy or frequency is. And this is a little bit of the trickier part about us having these emotions, is that we don't let ourselves do that. There's always this kind of replacing one for the other kind of thing that goes on. And if you're doing that, and you're doing that still based on being something, then you're never truly at the zero point. You're never truly in that pure place of authentic creation in where you
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. So what do you think your purpose or mission on the planet is, specifically at this time. I mean, I know that you talk about how, you know, for the last 250,000 years, humanity has created, well, we've had all of these false frequencies.
Right.
And you go into this in a lot of your work. And so do you feel that you're here as part of this ascension process to help humanity out of that matrix?
Yes. There's also...
Show's over. Yes.
I know. I had to think about that. Yes. Well, I was going to tie into the mind matrix, actually, a little bit for this. Because so through the incarnations that I have and many, many lifetimes, as many of us have had, and I, you know, a lot of what I'm connected to is a lot of the grid systems, the portals, the, you know, the divine feminine, the Arcturians, a lot of geometries, a lot of different things. So being able to kind of intermingle with all of these frequencies, and I'm all about frequencies, so I can sort of intermingle with all the frequencies that are playing out to be able to alchemize those, bring those into like a zero, to have the individual just simply feel and experience who they are. They're sort of natural. In this, what I am aware of and that I work with is what's called the mind matrix. So through this consciousness that's been here, that has wanted humanity to be basically creating frequencies of enslavement and imprisonment and fear, because this consciousness that has been here does not create. So we've been creating for them. So you know, this encouragement to do that has happened through belief systems that we have been guided to take on belief systems. And these belief systems over time have created an actual matrix, like in the physical mind. It's also a grid system that's kind of in the sort of ether aspect of this, of the earth sort of area. And when I see it, it almost looks sort of rubberish, but in the mind, and they're like these pentagonal shaped boxes, little pentagons, and very specifically pentagon because that's a closed grid container. And so what it is that through these belief systems over time, these belief systems in essence, imagine like each belief system is like a layer of paint, so to speak, and then there's more and more and more until eventually becomes like a structure. It looks like a structure. Mm-hmm. And so there's these structures of these pentagonal shaped boxes that are within the mind, and they're also within the body because they're communicating within the body. And so by design, the human experience is such that we, this consciousness, and consciousness is information, we are an aspect, a very unique aspect of source. We are, and so we are basically information of source, like a book. We're like a book of source, each one of us as our soul is like this information. And so by design in the human form, this consciousness is designed to download itself into the physical brain. So it's like the software downloads into the hardware of the physical brain. And then that communicates with the physical body and then dialogues out into creation. This is what we create. But that's not what's been happening because of this indoctrinated frequency of fear and these belief systems in relationship to limits and so on. There's been this kind of grid system that's been created, this mind matrix in the brain. And so what we're doing is we're basically taking our consciousness and we're sitting inside these pentagonal shaped boxes. And there's more than one of them. And we're in different ones and they're not even communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. Because one would be like what it means to, you know, create a business. And one might be what it means to create you know, relationship and so on. So they're separate. And it's as though we're taking our conscious, we're sitting in these boxes in our brain and we're listening to a book being read to us. And that book is the belief systems of the collective. And then we're taking that information and we're dialoguing that to our body and we're using that to create outward. So this is what we're doing.
I love how you're sharing that. I have not heard it shared quite like that. These little brain boxes.
Yeah, little brain boxes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, so part of what I do and have been doing in releasing these false frequencies is basically like breaking down those little boxes, so to speak, mm-hmm. and dissolving them. And it isn't just like in the brain. They're dialoguing through the entire body too.
Right.
So this is why we also are having these patterns of particular diseases and particular things that are going in particular areas and so on in the body. And so basically by alchemizing these frequencies, we just naturally step into who we are, you know, because we are fifth dimensional or higher beings, right, in embodying in a third dimensional body. And so the body is vibrating at these frequencies. Mm-hmm. We're the consciousness that just needs to be aware that we're sitting in a box. And,
yes.
You know, and at it, right? And,
yeah.
Right. And as we, you know, expand that, I mean, you know, that's why I say that all the time. I say this is really easy and really hard at the same time. It's easy is just getting to zero point and realize and wake up and just, you know, blow your body open with, get rid of all the lower density and boom, there you are.
Right.
And as we know it's not as simple, right?
Brain and body boxes. Yeah. It's interesting because I've always written about and shared about, you know, we can live in a consciousness shack is the way that I've phrased it, but that it really is constructed of 3D mm-hmm. walls. So you're in these little boxes,
mm-hmm.
just a little shack, and you can't get out of it. But
the
consciousness mansion is dissolving those 3D walls. And so it just gets broader and broader and more expansive, this consciousness mansion, which is who we really are. And it sounds like your specialty is dissolving these 3D walls or brain and body boxes, mm-hmm. as you kind of referred to them. So interesting.
Yeah.
So Kathleen, can you see, you know, some of these shapes in people, as you were saying, some of these mm-hmm. boxes almost, do you literally mm-hmm. see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So how I work is that, so we'll talk about this human template for a minute. So how I work is that we have I refer to as the human template, and this is like it's like a design kind of the body, but it doesn't look like the body. It's sort of the all possibilities. And the reason that we need something like that is because as consciousness just expands. And in order for consciousness to actually create in a physicality, it needs a kind of container in order for that to happen. So think about like that, the egg and the sperm. So what consciousness does is it exchanges information with other information. And so like with the egg, you know, exchanges the information with the sperm, enters the egg. So, you know, egg is information, sperm is information, exchanging information. And then when that exchange takes place, it literally is expanding, but expands kind of on top of each other because it's in a container, which is what the egg is. So we as consciousness in a physicality need something like that. So we have what's called a human template. And what it has is it has the unlimited ability to create based on your soul signature, based on your frequency of whatever it is in relationship to that. So I see that. And when I'm looking at a person, I see that, and I can see the densities in anywhere of wherever it is. Like I can experience what their signature is. And, you know, this is on many, many levels. I mean, you know, this is all, you know, many, many lifetimes. This lifetime, this is in the body. It goes very macro or micro, or I mean, it's just a lot of stuff that is going on, but I'm able to kind of experience that. And it's way more intricate than that. I mean, it's kind of like being able to completely experience everything about the physical body from the tiniest to the largest degree, and mm-hmm. all lifetimes and all energies and all frequencies and all whatever. You know, you can kind of experience all that.
Quantum, yes.
Yeah.
So with the people that you work with, Is there mm-hmm. physical healing that takes place, or is this more about spiritual evolution, or I guess it's all intertwined?
It's all the above. I mean, I've had, people, cancers dissolve, all kinds of things like that, and very multidimensional, implants, all sorts of things, all kinds of levels of stuff, geometry mm-hmm. shifting and changing. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the degree. You know, mm-hmm. I'm currently doing courses that are aligning some very intricate geometries of actual creation and universal concepts and universe. So it really just depends. It's all about frequency. All I say is that it's all how frequencies all kind of come together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sacred geometry. I mean, that's a big part mm-hmm. of your work. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, and geometry as communication, because that is what it is. So geometry is communication of all things. Everything has like a geometry to it, and meaning a calibration of communication. And so that's really the idea of sacred geometry, is to recognize sort of calibration of a divine plan, so to speak. You know, there is, in this universal construct, we have the divine sort of plan of this universal construct is to have the largest range of emotional frequencies possible for any other planet or any in this universe, this particular earth and this whole thing. And it's based on love, truth, beauty, and goodness. So these are the resonance frequencies that Source had in mind. So this is like the communication that is the divine plan of this construct here. Mm-hmm. And so within that, in terms of this sacred geometry, there are wavelengths and frequencies and so on that align that. And that's what we get back to. Fear not being one of them, because fear is chaotic. And so so fear is not an authentic frequency, and it doesn't have a wavelength like that. It's not part of this divine plan in this way. Mm-hmm. And so it steps in and it bounces those geometries all over the place. And then there's been a lot of inverted geometries that have been put in to confuse, this mm-hmm. whole thing. So a lot of what is happening and a lot of what is moving through what I'm doing and a lot of things is the authentic languaging, so to speak, right. Communication.
Harmonization. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I would love to take some callers, if you're okay with that, Kathleena, engage with some of our listeners. If you guys have questions and Kathleena can answer them, and if it feels appropriate and everyone's on board, you can perhaps do some frequency shifting with them, Kathleena.
Sure.
We'll just flow with it and see what happens.
Sure.
Okay. I am coming out there, everybody. So *2 to raise your hand. Many of you already know that. Okay, first caller that I'm going to is area code 848. You're live with us, 848.
Hi, this is Diana. Can you hear me?
Yes, Diana. Hi, and welcome. Hi. How are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I'm just going to preface this a little bit. I'm glad that you talked about the sacred geometry. It started coming into my consciousness in the 1980s. I love learning more and more about it. I studied languages and I worked in accounting, and someone asked me about 10 years ago, how did you go through that? I said, well, it's the alphanumeric, and I've since learned the symbols. And I said, they're all used to communicate information.
Hmm.
That's the time. Anyway, also, I think it was back in the end of 2016, I had an experience. I was doing an intuitive class, and I, at the end, the facilitator said, we're going to do meditation. You're going to receive a gift. And I received two gifts. One was in my left hand. I received this large natural pearl. and I immediately knew it was Kuan Yin. And in the other one, I had this small sword. And I was like, I said, I don't want to be involved in killing people. And I said, what is this? Is this Excalibur? No. Is it Joan of Arc? No. And then I saw Archangel Michael. So what it's about is cutting cords. So it's not a real sword, but you are. It's important to cut cords.
Yeah.
And following that, shortly thereafter, I had this, I think it's like a lucid, I would call it like something like a lucid dream, but an experience that I was here to assist in healing the sacred feminine and starting with forgiveness. Forgiveness of self, forever having taken on, et cetera, and on down the line. And in any case, I have not yet begun working with that. I've been having a lot of challenges in the past year, especially dealing with people who are very narcissistic. And now here, I'm going to come to this point because I don't know if it's tied in, and I've been trying to find healing, energy healing for solution. In the beginning of February, I started having these severe cramps as part of the digestive process, and it's like located in my womb area. It does one of two things. It either occurs as part of the digestive process, as it switches from digestion to elimination, or it starts after elimination. And I've talked to a few people, and they all come up with, they said the foundation of it is emotional, that it's starting in your heart, and it's just bleeding down into your womb area. And it's very similar to what I experienced from age 13 until my menopause started for me about 14 years ago. I'd go through this every month, but this is every day.
Right.
And so for 14 years, I was free of it. And apparently, I haven't resolved whatever the issue is that's tied into it. So what I want to ask is, can you give me any insight into what it's about and how I can heal it?
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
yeah.
Diana.
Sure. Sure. Right away, actually, I was just working in your energy and pulling out a lot of things that were going on. But it's because you're floating. So when I'm looking at your energy right now, you know, which I just cleared out, there was some connections that were, as you were speaking, you know, I was kind of bringing in Archangel Michael was there and so on. So I was clearing out some of the distortions that's going on. There's some fear stuff that's in the solar plexus a little bit, and there's some archetypes and some connections that are actually feeding down into a little bit into the stomach. But it's like the lower chakras are open, but you're floating in a field, so they're not like anchored into the earth. And so it's like there's a belief system somewhere on a level, maybe an unconscious level, that of what it means to really do this work or whatever, that there's this kind of, it's sort of like an angelic energy frequency that's keeping you from actually rooting in. And there's some energies of maybe anger, frustration, so on, about that any time you actually anchor into the earth, this is what shows up. This is what you're referring to as the narcissistic energy. I could clear through some of this for you right now. Just take that out of the solar plexus and move this.
I'm having an episode right now as we're speaking, but with the cramping.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you want to just take a couple of deep breaths, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. I'm just going to go in a little bit deeper. Going to open up through, clearing through the solar plexus, and I'm going to clear through this, stomach, actually, we need to open up. I'm going to clear through the there's a little portal there at the kind of at the belly button. It's like plugged, so I'm going to unplug that, and which is going to open up to the root. Take a deep breath and allow that to open. This is about, I just want to release this. It's like a, almost like a belief of, I don't know. It's about being in the physical world, about actually having a life. Like there's some frustrations and angers about that. I want to just imagine this as like little particles that are going to float right up out of this area near the belly button. Just imagine it just floating up and out. I'm just going to open this channel. Take a breath. I'm just going to move that. This is also a construct that's sitting on your abdomen area. I'm going to lift that off. Take a deep breath. And this is like you're being held. There you go. Take a breath. I'm going to take a little bit more of this construct off. It's almost like a crystalline structure that's around your core. Great. Good. And I'm just going to pull your back off of this construct on your back. This is this like I have to sort of hold myself a certain way. And I'm going to bring in a diamond white light in between that and this construct to allow you to be freer within your whole being and body. Take a deep breath and just allow that. I'm just going to step you forward a little bit more. Take a breath. Tell me how you feel.
It's not really. I'm still feeling the discomfort. I'm sorry.
I muted her for a second. I think her dog came in.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot that's going on. I'm still working a little bit with that. I mean, in that area, you know, right at the solar plexus area, there's a lot still that's being cleared.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi, Diana.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
hi. There's a lot.
There's a lot being cleared. The big one is the biter. I keep forgetting she was there. She's so quiet.
Yeah. There's a lot being cleared. There's a lot that's coming out of that of that area at the belly button. I just keep letting that relax and, you know, just taking some breaths and allowing that to leave. It's like it's releasing out.
So here's the question. Obviously, I need to continue work. And does your the program that you offer, will it offer me ongoing assistance support in releasing this?
Yes. Oh, and I do suggest that you step in with a session. Let me work with this deeper because I saw a lot more that's going on. But this is definitely clearing through there. You know, it's going to continue with what we're doing, but I would say for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Diana, I hope this is the beginning of some relief for you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
all right.
You're welcome.
Blessings, Diana. Okay. Let me go to our next caller. Area code 425. 425, you're live with us.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. I love your name.
Isn't it great?
It's awesome. How are you doing, Carrie?
I am doing okay. And I just think I feel like I've been in kind of a limbo, not taking my next steps. I need to find a place to live, another place to live. And I'm not doing it. And I don't know if, you know, can check in my system. I don't know what's going on. And if what comes forth has nothing to do with that, that's okay. I just trust whatever comes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, right away, I mean, I can feel that there's definitely a, there's a shutting down in your energy, like a cutting off at the crown of where you're, you know, like your source connection. You can feel that it's kind of shut down and the energy is just sort of closed around you, which is not allowing you to be in the present moment. So you can feel that there's a lot going on around your head and around the top of you.
Oh, that head of mine.
I'm sorry?
I said that head of mine, just way too busy.
Your head of yours, way too busy, yeah. If you want, I mean, I can begin to just open that up a little bit for you and lift some of that off to see if we can plug you in a bit more into source and allow for that energy to start to move upward to allow for some of this expansion for you, which is, as I'm speaking, is already starting to do that.
Thank you.
But we can take that in a little bit deeper if you want. If you want to just close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and just allow this to begin to open. I want you to imagine, because you can look at your heart, it's very bright white, so just spinning that, I'm going to spin this high-frequency diamond white light in through that. And we're just going to move that up through the channel there, through your throat, and clearing as we're moving up and up through the head and into the face and the head. And imagine just like little particles floating out of the head, and we're going to alchemize those up to source as we open up the crown, plugging you into the dark room of source. We're just going to keep allowing those little particles to alchemize and float up, just allowing them particularly out of your face and your head hair. Just keep allowing just imagine like dirt just like breaking up and floating up. Grace and ease, no efforting. Take a big breath. Simply allow. Just going to continue just to really settle a little bit more. I'm going to take that out of your skin. Take a breath. Good breath. There you go. Let's take that out of you. All the skin, the whole body. So we're just taking some. This is just these belief systems that I'm stuck, that I don't have choices, that I don't know. We're just releasing those out. And expand you in this bubble of pure divine consciousness. There you go. How do you feel?
More and more relaxed.
That's good. Yeah, lighter. That's good.
Yeah.
There's no thought, you know, being in the divine zero point, when I do the activation, I think this is going to help the other person as well, you know, because it's going to take you out beyond the space-time continuum and out beyond the free will zone to allow to release all that doesn't serve you. And that'll allow to step into that zero point. That's all that needs to happen, is to be able to be in that now moment with excitement and curiosity instead of being in the now moment, because that, like the mm-hmm. false neutrality or the false presence is when we get in the now moment and we feel empty or we feel distraught or lost. That's not zero point. That's like the false place of being. It's an emptiness. There's a place beyond that, which is really where we're actually in presence, pure presence. And when we're there, we are one with all. And in that, if we allow ourselves to be in curiosity and excitement and be like, okay, so maybe I don't know, but how exciting of what possibilities may occur, mm-hmm. allow yourself just to take breaths and be in that, that's when those amazing energies come mm-hmm. in and it will click into the physical mind to direct you.
And your new home will reveal itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
The belief system that it battles with all possibilities in the belief system that says, you know, everything's, there isn't a place like I'm looking for, you know. There isn't a place for me. I go there now and then in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and that's all part of what's being fed to the collective too, which is why that we have those belief systems being fed to us. That's why it's we have to take charge of our own mind as well in that case.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, Carrie. Yeah, we need to get you freed up a little bit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
You're
beginning.
Doing beautiful. Yeah. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
We'll do the activation in just a few minutes. So mm-hmm. Stay with us, Carrie, and best wishes to you and your new home that will reveal itself. I am certain. So,
100%. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just letting go of those frequencies. That's going to continue to open too. It's just a matter of breathing and allowing for this to expand. You know, I can feel them. It's really just that we get very familiar. And there's a sense of comfort in the uncomfortable because we're matching these frequencies. And so it's really almost like a fear of something wonderful to come in. This is where we end up in those places. And so I encourage you to just recognize that there may be you may have a fear of and may have a deserving that you deserve something as amazing and you do. And just allow that. Get excited. Mm-hmm.
Yes, paradise,
yeah.
Carrie. Yeah, paradise.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Doesn't that sound fun, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carrie, many blessings to you. Thank you for being with us.
And you too as well.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you. All right. So, Kathleen, what I'd love to do, and I will go to the webcast, a lot of people have written in, but we'll take a couple of those. What I'd like to do first is let people know how they can work with you and review the two offers that you've created for our beautiful listeners. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top of the page, and you'll see Kathleen's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture, mm-hmm. and you'll see these two offers. The first one is called Restoring Your Human Template, and this is a 5-week activation series. It is recorded, so you can get started on this right away. So, Kathleen, you really get into all these false frequencies and releasing them. So if you could briefly just go through what the 5 weeks are focused on, I'd love that.
Sure. So it's releasing the frequency, the false masculine, the false feminine, false neutrality, false freedom and safety, and the false abundance money. And and these are they're energies and frequencies that we carry, and releasing the false aspect of them really allows for our soul to connect into the authentic now moment and be able to create actually from who we really are. So just a little example of like what the false mental. So the mental aspect or the mental masculine frequency is basically the blueprint of your creation. It's how we create. So as creator beings, we literally, there's like your thought, every thought we have creates like a geometric shape that comes out of your head. So it's actual geometry. And this little geometric shape, when given an emotion, so the mental part, or the masculine is the design, so it's the actual blueprint of whatever it is that you create. The spiritual feminine part is the emotion or the creator or the artist of what you create or the fuel of your creation. And so, you know, you have your blueprint, your design, and then your energy or emotion that you add to it. Those two things come together at a particular frequency, and then they're pushed into the unified field in your heart. It creates a match and then ends up in the physical world. It's how we create. When we talk about, you know, from the beginning of being indoctrinated with fear and being told who you are, when you have, when you're told you know, like what it means to be a man or a woman. You can imagine, so say you're this little kid and you're being goofy and you're playing around, you're doing whatever, and then somebody looks and says, well, that's not how a girl acts.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you suddenly change and maybe you stiffen up and you become, you know, something more, you know, strong and together. And so as you begin to create in your life and you're looking at things that, you know, maybe you're creating a job or something like that, more likely you're going to create something that you can do that's more practical, that's based on that kind of stiffness that you've become instead of that very fluid, relaxed you that you really are. And so this is the idea of this false masculine, is that we carry with us these images, these limits, these beliefs of structure of what we can and can't do. This is how we, you know, like the one person can find a home or what it looks like or what, you know, what are my possibilities? We have limits. Those, that would be considered the masculine part of your creation. And the false aspect of that is when you're carrying that based on, you know, what you think you can do based on who you're told you are and not from your own innate desires and creativity and excitement and joy about life.
Mm-hmm.
And so by releasing these, then we free up who you are. Because,
right.
Again, we're going to go back to why is that? Because we are these fifth dimensional beings. It's the body that's carrying all these densities. And by releasing
mm-hmm.
these frequencies, we release it out of the body and we're no longer aligning to them because we are aligning to them. Our consciousness is aligning to them.
Right.
So this is what this series is about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So you were just mentioning that was week one, and then there's releasing the false feminine spiritual frequency, false neutrality,
mm-hmm.
false freedom and safety. A few people wrote in about that, like wanting to feel safe. And I think that's coming up for people a lot, especially after this last year, just wanting to feel safe. And then the last one I thought was really interesting about the false abundance money.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard it described or explained quite like I'm reading in this description, that the authentic frequency of abundance is the solar rays frequency of the central sun to provide for us. I've never heard it described like this. Can you just briefly share a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so that's how it was given to me, is that the actual frequency of abundance itself is the central sun, that it is the frequencies and the rays are coming there as like life force energy
mm-hmm.
for us and for our soul. And so that's the authentic abundance, because we are abundance. We are light. We are love. And so it's like the recognition of that. It's like that is the energy and frequency of what we consider abundance. And when that is aligned with our soul, that
mm-hmm.
is the recognition of us as abundance, that when we are here. You know, so
interesting.
So mm-hmm.
And you say that the false abundance is, from what I'm reading here, on the planet is that of money. And that it has its own frequency of currency and nothing more. But it becomes a false energy that is being aligned to the frequency of many other frequencies, including abundance. And so this frees someone, from what I'm gathering, from this limitless nature of abundance that is the true frequency.
Yes, because if you think about it as money, you know, it's like, are people really seeking money or are they seeking something? Because they're always seeking something. It's the illusion of what money is representing, because money on the planet as a frequency has been given. It's really Money on the planet has been given a chaos frequency. It's been given a frequency of fear, which is why it seems sort of elusive in the way that it bounces
mm-hmm.
around and so on. But as abundance, you know, for ourselves, I mean, abundance is life force energy. It's how we feel when we are connected to our soul and to our life. then, you know, the authentic aspect of what we're really seeking, which is, you know, movement. Maybe people want to travel, or they desire, you know, home, or whatever it is that they feel that they desire. When they recognize what they're really seeking, you know, it's not, we're not seeking money. We're seeking what we believe money will bring us.
Freedom.
And yeah, either the freedom or the safety or the power or whatever these energies are. And all of those you can have at any moment. And the key is, we go back to, you know, we are the creator beings, and that this body is everything. This body is the millionaire, is the relationship, is everything, because my whole experience as consciousness is through this body. I, as consciousness, am engaging in this body at different frequencies, and that is vibrating outward to create. The false matrix has us have something that seems to be outward, and then we react to it. And that reverse matrix keeps us constantly in these denser, lower frequencies. So the sort of way out of that is to realize, what am I truly seeking? What am I truly desiring to feel, and allowing myself to have that experience in this now moment right here? Because you can be in the privacy and safety of your own home and your own brain and be, you know, worrying and thinking about how do I, you know, get this blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, like, you may in your quote unquote literal life, like, not know where your money's going to come from or where your house is. That may be a literal in your life, but your feeling about that, your energy and relationship to that, you have 100% control over in that experience. They're separate, and we don't recognize that. And so when we can realize that my body, me, within this body, if I can simply be in a now moment of brand new and excitement and allow for my energy to be in whatever frequencies I'm seeking, then you will, by universal law, have that in your physical reality. Because that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the energies of which we are shows up. And it's just we don't recognize that. That's why I was working with the last person to expand that and open and step out of the energy of holding. Because what I was feeling was almost literally like if, you know, you're wearing a shirt and you're grabbing the center of it and you're squeezing it tight into your body and you wonder why it feels so tight around your body because you're doing that and you don't realize you're doing that. That's what I was doing with that last person, was helping her let that go. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I love the way that you describe and explain things. And it really is frequency matching frequency. And, Wow. Thank you for explaining a little bit more about that. And for those of you who are intrigued by this, that is in special offer A. There are 5 different weeks of recordings that you can listen to. And offer B is all of that, plus a private session with Kathleena. It's called a frequency adjustment with an activation of your crystalline DNA. So, yeah, share a little bit more about this and the DNA activation.
Yeah. Well, when I do a private session with the individual, I'm matching where your energy is, and I simply, you know, we'll dialogue, and I do feel wherever you are. And so the kind of the recalibration of whatever needs to take place takes place, and very commonly, you know, we're recalibrating the Christed body, which is the highest form of you and the physicality, or we'll bring in your soul from its original calibration, its original soul signature into the body. We'll do different clearings. It just really depends on where the individual is. But the main thing is sort of wherever the person is at the now moment, letting go of that. You know, if it is not in the highest and best of whatever, whatever is not in the highest and best at the now moment is going to be shifted, you know, or released kind of for that individual during that session, and usually much, much more that occurs. But it's very individual. Yeah.
And then with the activation of the crystalline DNA, is that a set process that you do with everyone, or is that part unique as well?
Yeah, no, that's unique as well. There is a, you know, when I specifically do a reset of the crystalline DNA, that is an actual process. Now, when I'm doing in a private session like that, we don't necessarily do that in that particular process. But the actual process, if I'm doing it just as the reset of crystalline DNA, is that I see the person sitting in a bowl, like a large bowl. They're like sitting cross-legged in a large bowl. And then it's as though this liquid light comes up around them and covers up around them. And then it's as though they stand up in this sort of bubble of liquid light, mm-hmm. and their body gets wrung like a towel one way or the other way, and then disappears into this liquid light, and then begins to come back into form. And as it's coming back into form, depending on how it comes back into form, depends on where the more denser distortions and aspects were. And this is really to, this is a type of recalibration for just the soul signature aligning kind of purely with the carbon DNA. But often now, I have much more of sort of a combo of all of that, because that can occur so much so fast with the level of frequencies and energies that I'm working at in today in my practice,
mm-hmm.
so that it doesn't necessarily have to be a, that it's so fast. It kind of does that, but it's very, you know,
yes,
quick.
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who are resonating, this is a beautiful opportunity. This is Kathleena's first time here in our community, and so these are her first offerings for all of you, so that I hope that those of you who feel called to say yes will take advantage of both of these. And Kathleena, thank you for creating them and opening the time and space in your world for beautiful new beings to step in and receive your support. So,
thank you.
And for all of you who wrote in, let me just say this real fast, who wrote in the webcast earlier, let me know you're still there. So when I select a couple of these, I know you're still around. What were you saying, Kathleena?
Oh, I was just going to say the other thing, too, is that all of these activations are in now time. So whenever you listen to them, they will be in the now time for you, and you can repeat them. And each time it will take you in other levels and other degrees of clearing.
Okay.
So you can,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to take, before we do the process, so many people mm-hmm. wrote in that I want to take a few of these. So, okay. Everybody's still here. still here. Okay. JC, are you in LA, like Los Angeles or Louisiana? I'm not sure. J-A-S-E-Y. If you could clarify that, JC, that'd be great. JC said, it is LA, Southern California. Okay. I would like to feel and know that I am safe. I feel so afraid of being ostracized, marginalized, or excluded from society because I chose not to comply with the treatment that's been offered. She goes on, I have a fear of the escalation of separation. My fear is creating an additional difficulty as it's mirroring, as my life is mirroring that vibration. Please help.
Yeah, well, I mean, simply put, it's like when we just allow for that fear to play out, this is part of what it is. It's if we could allow ourselves to be in the now moment, you know, actually have an experience, actually be in the zero point, then that chaos frequency just simply plays out. Because, you know, when you recognize that all of that dialogue is a fear of future, it's future fear. So there's no now moment. There's no presence there. So the practice is to be in the present moment. And sometimes we have to be super simple about it. You know, actually, I wrote a book that's called The Pocket Guide to Presence, and it's like $3, so I think it's on my website. But it just has some really simple, practical things about getting and staying present. Like when you wake up in the morning and, you know, your head starts to take off in your day, you just, you know, you feel your sheets and you ask yourself, why did I pick these and what color are they? And like, what am I wearing? And why did I have this? And, you know, why am I wearing this? And as, again, your brain starts to take off in your day, you come back. And so you have to really practice these very simple techniques of you know, feeling your feet on the floor and, you know, being very present. You also have to practice taking charge of your mind. You know, you wouldn't just let anybody come in your home and kick your dog and do whatever. So why do we allow these things in my mind? Remember, this is your mm-hmm. space. And that has nothing to do with whatever you think is your reality. So these are active practices that we do. And the more that we really practice these, the greater the sense of presence will be. You know, mm-hmm. this is where I would suggest, I would give you a bit more, but I think with this particular person, I say this is really, and the thing is, we've been so duped into bypassing these types of things because, that doesn't work, or those are so simple. But it is the truth. We are energy and frequency, and our experience is all about matching frequencies. And we're simply matching these frequencies of fear. So when we are no longer doing that, they don't exist. Fear is not a true, authentic frequency. That's why I say there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And it isn't as just like, you know, throwing out the belief. It's about actively allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to actually have an authentic experience. Because remember, when you are in this absolute now moment without judgment, you are one with all things and you are your multidimensional self, because we are fifth dimensional or higher beings. So it is not just this little me standing here with nothing. It is the I am source presence in form when I am in this divine now moment without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, JC, I hope that you heard that. And stay with us for the activation. And Arietta in Athens. Hi, Arietta. She said, wow, beautiful, informative, and uplifting. Thank you. She said, I cannot express my gratitude to Kathleen. 3 months ago, she literally saved my life. She knows you, I guess.
Yeah.
She says, right now, my legs are swelling and painful. Feels like an infection, trapped frequencies on the left side. I'd appreciate a reading. Thank you both.
Okay.
Sounds like she had a good experience with you before.
Yes, she has. I know exactly who she is, and I can feel her energy. And, you know, left side of the body is in relationship to physical earth, physical movement, and what I feel with you is just there's a lot of fear about movement and about moving forward. And I do know, you know, your story and a bit of where you are, and I know that there's a lot of emotions and feelings about not being able to make decisions and be able to physically move where you desire and being able to do that. And I think that the buildup of that energetically is what's creating a lot of this within the body. So that's really what I feel is happening. you know, in order to change that and shift that, we have to be able to shift the feelings that of being trapped, of feeling trapped in your situation of where you currently are.
Mm-hmm. Arietta, maybe you can do another session or at least participate in this activation we're going to do. Let me take one more because there's so many people who've written in. Let me go to, where was she? Marianne from Vancouver. Let me go to your original. Okay. Kathleena, can you help me clear any blocks to being of service and in a loving partnership with my beloved true partner in a way that honors me and is in alignment with my soul's plans and heaven's plans? Can you see anything for or feel anything for Marianne in Vancouver?
In relationship to, well, you know, with her right away, I was feeling that they're, you know, partner and all. I mean, it's all in her energy. Everything's in your energy right now. You can really feel that. It's just, it's being held like really tightly in the solar plexus at the very, like deeply within the solar plexus. There's just a fear of showing up, of its worthiness. There's a worthiness aspect that's deep inside there that just needs to be released. I'd say I would definitely do this course. I would start there because this is going to help you start to release some of those energies and frequencies. I'm working with it right now to help pull some of that out. But as we do that, this is going to bring up a lot of different emotions for you. So just know that as I'm stepping into it, it's beginning to unwind it. And it's just doing it naturally. This is to your highest will. This is your higher self that's orchestrating this because it wants to let go because you so desire. But remember, we are the partner that we are seeking. And so it's really like a worthiness. Aspect, and you are beautiful, and you, of course, you know, when you can realize the mirror of your own energy and allow for that is when that partner and that service and all that is right there. It is there, but the only reason that you're not actually experiencing it is you're holding it in a worthiness aspect.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can all feel a little more of that neutral divine resonance with the activation. I feel like this is a good time to move into that. Do you want to describe a little bit about what we're going to be doing?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm just going to take everybody out beyond this space-time continuum, beyond the free will zone, so that we're separated from the aspects of this mind matrix I talked about before, or sort of the tethers, so to speak, or any of those lower density frequency sort of tethers, so to speak, so that we have the greatest ability to your soul's desire to release all that no longer serves you, and very, very quickly, because outside of time, then it can be very fast, and outside of the free will, there's no constraints to your being. I am going to focus it on the mental aspect because I think this is the most prominent. It's what we're experiencing here that's creating a lot of these frequencies that we're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to have that kind of be the larger focus.
Okay.
But
Sounds good.
I'll guide you through it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's move into this. And I agree. There's a lot of fear and a lot of the mental. Okay. All right, Kathleena, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so if everybody wants to just close their eyes and start taking some nice deep breaths, and we want to be breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth and just letting go. Keep breathing and allowing. I'm expanding you 360 degrees. Just going to keep expanding and allowing. Imagine little particles floating up out of your brain, out of your head, out of your hair, like dirt. This is all the fears, the limited beliefs. Just allowing them to let go. Watch where they're engaging. You're going to unhook them from the heart. I'm going to unhook and release from the heart, from the solar plexus. Take a deep breath. Breathing and allowing, taking you out past the space-time continuum, past the free will zone. We're allowing for all that no longer serves you to simply and gracefully release, calling forth the highest and most profound healing miracles to take place in this now divine moment based on divine will, your soul's will, the law and order, calling forth the consciousness of the universal consciousness. Take a deep breath. Universal consciousness of structure, stepping forward to bring in geometric codes and coding to align with your soul's divine purpose as creator, as structure itself. It's beyond linear concepts. Taking a breath. Allowing for like a recalibration on a quantum level of your beingness. Taking a breath. Many collectives and a lot of different geometries are engaging now with your being on many, many levels. Just sort of reorganize this carbon structure to allow for the greatest ability of pure presence, of absolute zero point to occur, taking a breath. Clearing through all of the central channel, the entire torso of the body, skin, the interstitial fluid, allowing for all that no longer serves you to simply be released as little particles, just allowing with your breath to simply let them float out into this field and be dissolved. Keep letting that out of the chest area for many of you. Just little particles, there we go. Just letting them float out of the body. We're going to float them out of the sacral as well. Under the whole front of the body and the root. Keep allowing and, there we go, just letting it float out. There is no fear to letting go of all that is not you. All that is you will be you. Take a breath. Oh, that's great. To clear the solar plexus, all archetypes of all false matrix identifications, limits. Keep breathing and allowing, just keep expanding you. So we're bringing in this very high frequency, bright, bright, bright diamond, white, platinum, light, pure source consciousness. Now coming in and engaging with all of you, taking a breath. It's your creator. Floating in this field of creation. I'm going to continue to expand you. I'm going to keep releasing out all that is, that no longer serves you. I'm going to lift off of you archetype energy. It's like a whole construct frequency. It's taking a breath as we continue to expand. We allow to come into the zero point of creation. You're coming into this, going to spin this into your heart, into the heart technology, the divine codes, universal geometries and frequencies and pure source, the recalibration. At a very deep level within your heart. To allow you to disengage from this false matrix. I'm going to start bringing you back down your body. As I'm spinning through now the solar plexus, I'm going to spin, open this portal as we're clearing. I'm going to clear deep within the solar plexus into the central channel. I'm going to bring in a golden light of you. This is your soul before it came into form. Bringing it into the entire central peripheral nervous system. All the way to the fingertips, to the toes. Taking a breath. Allowing there, I'm going to start to bring you back down to your body. Continuing to clear. You clear through a little bit more on the solar plexus. Back down to the body. And open up the lower chakra completely, open up the root and bring down through the legs this diamond light to the core of Sophia Gaia, connecting and rooting into the core, the crown completely open and plugged into source, as above is below, as below is above. So we're bringing now these codes from Sophia Gaia into the body, reestablishing the Christed form within the bones and the bloodstream within the body, recalibration. Going back into the body. well and take a nice deep breath. So resting back down into the body. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was definitely that. There was a space of pure presence, and I would love to know how some of you are feeling, if you felt that space. I love that you said earlier, you said something about there was a reorganization of the carbon structure to allow for that 0 point pure presence, which is where, you know, that's where we can let go of a lot of these false frequencies. Let me see if, I would love to hear from some of you. Anne just said, wow, thank you so much, Kathleena. That felt so loving, like you took your time tuning into us and really gave us all that we needed. I will definitely re-listen again tonight. It was so nice to meet you today. Much love and gratitude to everyone. Well, thanks, Anne. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Anne. Beautiful.
That was, you know, two people had written in earlier about feeling a lot of pressure in their head and were wondering if it had something to do with, you know, does the pressure in the brain, is that us energetically shifting? Is this pressure an organic transition within the brain during ascension?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's several things about that, actually. What I have seen, a couple things, is as people are sort of moving through the frequencies in their bodies, they're clearing through the bodies, but there's such an uncertainty that they're doing it right or who they are, or, you know, there's a lot of this dialoguing that it can be kind of this mental complex. It looks like at the top of their head, it gets kind of condensed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I watch that. And then, so what I would encourage with those individuals is to literally just say, like, I'm opening my crown and just imagining particles floating up and out. So some of that is that. Some is, though, from the grid systems that are being created from the vaccinations. I'm seeing a lot of that. It almost looks like a webbing that's occurring also in the brain in relationship to that. So some is that is happening, the pressure, you know, that people are feeling.
Right. Sherry just said, holy big deep yawns. I was yawning a lot too, Sherry.
Yeah. Yeah.
For her, normal. She said, felt bloodlines clear. Good.
Beautiful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, Sherry, I was yawning a lot too. I was like, oh. Yeah, I felt that as well.
Yeah.
Well, Kathleena, I hope that, let me just read a couple more. Deneki from Holland. Hi, Deneki. Thanks for this clear, golden, bright light. Cheers. Yeah. Thank you for being with us from Holland, Deneki. We have people from all over. It's beautiful. We're so grateful that you've all been with us. And Kathleen, it's been an honor to introduce you to this beautiful community. And I hope that you enjoyed yourself with us.
Yes, I did. Absolutely. I'll look forward to connecting with you again at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you to everyone who's joined us for the gift of your time and your readiness, your openness, your presence, your love today. It has been a true honor to have you with us. And just ask yourself also, like, what has stood out for you that was shared here today with Kathleen? What has shifted for you? Notice what's different. And then just open and let new blessings flow in, you know, as you're in this new open 0 point state. And come back and listen again if that feels right for you. And of course, please consider the wonderful opportunities to expand on this journey with Kathleen and her special offers. You can review them at Straight Talk for the Soul in our marketplace. And just remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, everyone. You're dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everyone.